This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are shot during a violent weekend in Chicago. Four of those victims are dead. Three of the deadly shootings happening on Sunday alone. There's been 271 shootings in Chicago in the last 28 days. Professional sports teams in Chicago now banding together to stop the violence. The organization's donating $1 million to provide mentoring and therapy to at-risk kids to keep them out of trouble.
All right, everybody. Welcome. More shootings in Chicago. I know. Hard to believe, right? What did it say? 50 people shot, 4 dead? Wow. I know it's middle of the week. I'm just gearing. It's hump day for us, right? It's hump day. The problem is, for Chicago, it's the days leading into the weekend. Everybody starts getting a little nervous. Where are you going to be? Where are you going out? Don't go to the Duke joint. Don't go to the Chicken Shack. Don't go to the Ice House, because that's where the danger lurks. You know what's so funny? Chicago is not even close to being the most dangerous city, but we talk about it all the time because of sheer volume. St. Louis probably had 12 shootings and 2 murders. Given that it's roughly, what, 1/8 the size of Chicago, that would give you some idea. On a given weekend, for example, those are real numbers. St. Louis might get 12 shootings and 2 murders, but when you multiply those by 8, so 12 shootings is the equivalent of 96 if you were to use, you know, Chicago figures and multiply times 8. 2 people killed means 24 people killed over the weekend in Chicago. It tells you how much more dangerous St. Louis really is. It is a dangerous city. One of my friends was in Detroit, and he goes, "Man, Kev, Detroit's really changed." He goes, "You know, I was in the downtown area," and I go, "Did you go outside?" He goes, "Oh, no, no, no. It looked too sketchy." And I went, "No kidding." Yeah, Dan Gilbert's done an amazing job. If you stay inside the bubble, the cocoon downtown, you go outside that bubble, and you find out how bad Detroit is. Detroit will get in your grill. Oh, yeah. Glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We used to do Chicago every week after the weekend, every Monday. And I've only done it now a couple weeks since because we've had such a ration of different things that have occurred, different murders and things like that. But it's every weekend. It doesn't matter. What more can I tell you about it? Well, let me tell you what. Elder Lansing, this brother that's on Twitter, he wrote this. 16-year-old Rayshawn Turner, 17-year-old Darnell Flowers, I guess you realize those are two black kids, right? Were found shot to death in a field on the south side of Chicago just before midnight on Sunday. But Democrats don't care because they're too busy tearing down those racist Confederate statues. That's why I wanted to bring this up. Democrats pretend to care about these black kids. Right now, we're back embroiled in the NFL, and I was reading an article where a guy, in fact, it was my cousin, who sent it to me saying, this guy got it right. And it was Dale Hansen, sports guy out of Texas, out of Dallas, saying Donald Trump is wrong to stop the protest of these young blacks kneeling in the NFL. And I said to my cousin, you couldn't be more wrong here. Don't send me nonsense. I said, let me tell you something. Dale Hansen couldn't be more wrong. He wants to rationalize by saying, oh, you should be able to protest. Oh, you can protest. But the fallout that comes from it, you should be prepared to deal with. And the fact of the matter is, prior to Colin Kaepernick getting his contract renewed, he protested for nothing. I'll repeat. Colin Kaepernick protested for nothing that involved blacks. Blacks cop shooting, black on black crime, helping blacks do blankety blank. Colin Kaepernick did nothing. He was a self-indulgent multimillionaire football player who had a bright career. What was it, his second year in the NFL? He went to the Super Bowl. Everybody thought this kid was going to be a superstar. And suddenly, when he's persona non grata, he finds his blackness. Does he care that Darnell Flowers and Rayshon Turner were killed? What's he doing for their families? Is he monitoring anything happening in his sport with black kids? Is Colin Kaepernick setting up a thing that says if you're an ex-NFL player and you're down on your luck, maybe you're chemically dependent now, maybe you've got horrible arthritis or whatever. Is he doing anything for black players outside of his newfound blackness and hanging out with a bunch of radicals and donating money to charities that have no significance in the black community? What has Colin Kaepernick actually done that doesn't involve making him look bigger than life? Let me tell you something. In the end, he'll be a footnote in history, as they say. Congratulations for Kaepernick from taking this the focus off of his performance in the NFL and making him a new social justice warrior. He will go down in history for that. The NFL will be remembered for this. When I use past tense, it's because the NFL is killing itself. Oh, it can survive. Sure. But it's going to have to say, we're doing an overhaul. You want to kneel? You want to raise a fist? You want to disrespect the flag or whatever? You're gone. You're gone. You do that, the NFL will have a resurgence. If I were the commissioner of the NFL, I would come on. I would take over for Knucklehead Goodell, and I would come in and I'd say, okay, here's the rule. You raise your fist, you do anything, you're banned from this league for life. How's that sound? Now let's see who takes a knee. You don't want to come out of the locker room to salute this flag and be thankful to be a part of this nation? Get to going. Go play in Europe. I'm sure they got a spot for you. Oh, Kevin, you're going to lose a lot of good players. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to lose a single good player. And the ones you lose, they weren't good anyway. Get out. Nobody needs you. If you're going to represent the NFL, you need to represent the NFL in a good way. Not these thugs. I just saw a thing where another NFL player accused of rape. I think that's two in the last week. How about you clean up your own NFL, Roger Goodell? How about you look at all the victims of the NFL's crimes before you start talking about what police do? By the way, quick plug, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check out the trailer. Get a cop a ticket. Buy yourself a poster and put one in the precinct. Do something to help us get this film out there. I mean, I'm just a one guy out there trying to do a little bit to help the cause. And I hope that you guys will join me. People, I don't know, do they think I'm rich? Y'all need to find out what my producers get paid. And you'll know. Y'all need to come out and help us. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have unleashed a monster on themselves. A monster of monumental proportions. They don't know how to rein it in. We're dealing with this right now in a good way. We have an organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And we're going after these social justice warriors. And Democrats, progressives, created this social justice warrior class in America, this monster. And so their bench, if you want to look at who's coming, who are the up-and-comers, their bench consists of hardcore leftists who are now hell-bent on removing the entire establishment. They want the Democrats who put them in power gone. It's funny to watch. Academics are seeing the same thing. They're going, these kids are going, you know what? There's not enough black teachers and Latino teachers and LGBT teachers and Guatemalan midget teachers. Where are all those teachers? And the white teachers are going, whoa, wait a minute. This is not what we made you guys social justice warriors. They're being replaced. Not by cyborgs, but by something far worse. A leftist. Cyborgs at least are competent. You know what I mean? That's a robot that knows what to step in and do. It's going to be better, stronger, faster. Democrats are replacing themselves with weaker people. Snowflakes. people that need trigger warnings and cry closets and safe spaces and all that kind of crap. And I'll be honest with you, I don't disagree with the newbies who want to replace these knucklehead old folks. The problem is these newbies are more deranged than the people that they want to replace, and that I do have a problem with. Now, this is the case for the woman I'm calling the Black Ocasio-Cortez. Politico introduced us to Ayanna Pressley. And here's what they wrote. It wasn't that her opponent in Massachusetts 7th District, 10-term Rep. Michael Capuano, had a voting record that was objectionable or had neglected the district for a national profile, the standard complaint you hear in a primary challenge. Instead, it was a question of approach, of personal history translated to legislative priorities, of the value of filling Massachusetts' only major minority district, majority minority district, currently served by a 66-year-old white man with a 44-year-old black woman who has experienced the struggles of the inner city. So what they're saying there, it's tough to read it and have you understand it. They're saying in the one of the major minority areas of Massachusetts, they have the wrong color person representing those folks. Black folks can only represent black folks. So Ayanna Pressley, they're saying, needs to replace this 66-year-old 10-term white man despite the fact that he's been okay. She goes on to say this, voting the right way is one thing, but I want to lead and I want to legislate our values. Huh. So it sounds like that's exactly what Michael Capuano, 66-year-old white man, was doing. The Presley's like, no, no, no. So what? He's represented the district as a stellar Democrat. She's got no complaints with his Democrat agenda, but that doesn't matter to Presley. Because why should you allow a 66-year-old white man to destroy the district when a young black woman can do it just as quick? So that's her beef. Presley believes the time has come for change. Because what could a 66-year-old white man understand about the struggles of the inner city? After all, Democrats like Capuano, well, they were the ones who created the struggles of the inner city. And Ayanna Pressley, I know who she is. Ayanna Pressley, she's like, I can make those struggles. I know the struggles. I can continue those. Yeah, the time has come for change. Now, I want you to consider the irony of Capuano and Pressley, white and black, two Democrats at odds over how fast to destroy cities, American culture, and the black condition. And understand, this is all these two and their ilk have been trained to do. They don't know how to build. They only know how to divide and destroy. The Pressley says she wants to lead and she wants to legislate our values. Now, we've seen her type of leadership. It's called community organizing. And as for legislative values, that's what the left does exquisitely. This is why they allow criminals to commit crimes with impunity. In California, for example, theft of up to $750 is a misdemeanor if it's prosecuted at all. Now, I don't know, if you were a store owner, could you forego losing $749 and having somebody just kind of walk out and go, ha, 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 because that's what's happening. I talked to a friend of mine who's a cop from California, LAPD, and he says to me, actually he worked for LA Sheriff. He says, Kevin, we just let him go. But it's not even worth the paperwork. If the stores can't figure it out, why are you calling me? $750. Knowingly, if you give a person HIV, that's a misdemeanor in California. Because Governor Moonbeam doesn't want people with HIV to feel ostracized. So what? Half the population carries a disease that can kill you when somebody's feelings are involved. We can't have them feeling bad. God, it's amazing. Look, if I were making this up, I couldn't be any more imaginative. Another thing leftists want to do, they want to legislate the proper pronouns for gender. And if you happen to use the wrong gender pronoun, then leftists want you jailed. Yeah, they want you jailed. If you don't call Tommy Turn Susan, her, or in this case, Z or Za or whatever it is, you could end up in the hooscow. I mean, it's that serious to them that you follow suit. This is amazing. So, you know, look, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Presley wants to legislate with this stuff. This is their agenda. This is what Democrats see are the important issues of the day. There's another one. Well, I talked about it in another program, another broadcast, but the left want to not call women's naughty bits a vagina. They want to call it a front hole because it could offend the transgender community, since for a male becoming a female, it's not technically a vagina. For him, it's a front hole. Now, he's wanting to become a woman, but we have to no longer use the female nomenclature for you know, the naughty bits, and just say, what it is. This is the type of stuff we got to deal with. Here's another one. If you don't believe in global climate farce in California, then leftists want to see you do time until you come around to the proper way of thinking. If you don't believe in global warming, which they say is the most threatening thing of our time, then you're in big trouble. I will put you in prison. I will make you understand how important this is. The problem with leftism is exactly what Presley and others like her represent. They want to legislate in lunacy. And their legislation requires you to think a particular way. You lose your rights. So in effect, voting Democrat is tantamount to voting yourself into servitude to the very government created to serve you. Now, how's that for irony? I don't know jack about Capuano. I know he's a Democrat who apparently votes the party line, which makes him dangerous. But Presley appears to be left of him. She's very Ocasio-Cortez-esque in her thinking, the person they call the future of the Democratic Party. Good for the Democrats, maybe, but not for the Republic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain will discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. That's according to a statement that was released today by his family. McCain was diagnosed last summer, and he did make one final speech on the Senate floor.
Our system doesn't depend on our nobility. It accounts for our imperfections and gives us an order to our individual strivings that has helped make ours the most powerful and prosperous society on earth. It is our responsibility to preserve that. And even when it requires us to do something less satisfying than winning.
Today, the Trump Organization CFO was granted immunity by federal prosecutors for providing information about Michael Cohen in the criminal investigation into hush money payments for two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. Hurricane Lane continues to turn toward Hawaii, with parts of the Big Island already seeing over 31 inches of rain. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Congressman Keith Ellison, deputy chairman of the Democratic National Committee and a candidate for Minnesota Attorney General, has denied allegations that he abused his ex-girlfriend. Tonight, Karen Monahan is speaking on camera for the first time about an incident she says happened nearly 2 years ago. She sat down with Jerika Duncan.
44-year-old Karen Monahan says in September of 2016, she and her then-boyfriend, Minnesota Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison, got into a heated argument that scared her.
I was still in bed, and I was laying across the bed on my stomach. I was listening to my podcast, and he walked in. He said, "I need you to take the trash out." And I kept, because I was on my stomach, I heard him and I just went like that and shook my head. And he looked at me, goes, "Hey, you hear me?" And then he looked at me, he goes, "Bitch, get the out of my house." And he started trying to drag me off the bed. That's when I put my camera on to video him.
Did you call anybody after that?
I called a friend and I said, "I'm at the lowest of the low."
Monahan says she saved the video on her computer. This past Saturday, Monahan's 25-year-old son, Austin, posted a message on Facebook saying that in the middle of 2017, he found the video, almost 2 minutes long, showing Keith Ellison dragging his mother off of bed and telling her to get out of his house.
I'm mortified, absolutely stunned that she would say this.
Ellison spoke to our CBS station WCCO in Minneapolis about the allegations.
Did you ever drag her off a bed by her feet?
No, absolutely not.
She has said and insists that there is a video of this. Is there a video?
There couldn't be. There couldn't be such a thing as that.
And why couldn't there be?
Because I never did that.
Why speak out now?
I followed my gut. The gut that I kept trying to push down.
Monahan says she never reported the incident to police and says being dragged off the bed was the only time Ellison got physical with her during their three-year relationship.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So that is Keith Ellison's former girlfriend, but she's not the only one. Oh, no. She's not the only one who's got issues with Keith. Another woman came forward. And my question when I saw this story, and you know, and I don't know, you know, I'll be honest, I don't give a crap about Keith Ellison, what he's done, the women that get with these Democratic men, and or Democrat men, these leftists, these progressives. In his case, this Muslim guy, who's got a very, you know, different view of women, he does. And so whatever it may be, I don't really care. I don't care if it's the Me Too movement lying on Keith Ellison nor do I care if it's Keith Ellison having being guilty. I'm going to cover this the same way I would cover it, because here's the thing. It's leftism eating itself. And that's a good thing. See, there are women who are legitimately out there in harm's way who are in abusive relationships, and we need to be reaching out and helping them. But because if it is a lie, if what Monahan is doing is a lie, then she's doing a disservice to all those women. And it's entirely possible that it is a lie, even though I'm going to tell about another case here. But it's entirely possible. It's entirely possible that two, three, even four or five women want to gang up on him because they put together a cabal and said, you know what, let's ruin him just for the sake of it. I didn't like him when I was with him. I don't know. Don't know, don't care. But what I do know is I love watching leftism eat its own. Now, think about it this way. The left say the women are automatically supposed to be believed, are they not? So it doesn't matter what Keith Ellison does. He can deny, deny, deny. She says there's a tape that exists. He says the tape doesn't exist. She says, I don't want to produce it. It brings up too many bad memories. I don't care. I don't have to care. I'm a leftist. I believe her. Keith Ellison, no matter what, you are not to be believed. Yeah, see, we have to force the men, and I use my finger quotes, on the left side to say enough is enough. See, as a guy on the conservative side, I would immediately say, I want to hear some facts. If there's a video and you claim it's there and you go, oh, I'm going to bring this up, but I don't have my video. I don't want to show my video because it's too emotionally scarring. Well, then I don't believe you. Because, see, I'm a conservative guy that says, I know how you feminists are. You will make up stuff about guys. Look, men, we've done some bad things to women, including conservative men. We've dumped you, jilted you, done all these different things. But you know what we are willing to do? We're willing to stand up and go, I did that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've made a mistake. I've done these different things. The feminist movement makes no apologies. It doesn't care how many men are in its wake. Now, I recognize that on my side of the aisle, but does Keith Ellison? No. He fights for them. He fights for those feminists. Yeah, he wants to make sure they get their say. So, look, I know Harvey Weinstein was a bad guy. You know who allowed him to be? Every feminist on the planet. All the women that went before, that talked, that allowed Harvey Weinstein to do what they did, every one of them is at fault. You want to know a real stroke of irony? So the girl, one of the women who Harvey Weinstein supposedly molested or did whatever he did to her, she was accused of doing it. And you know what? The very Rose McGowan, the one who's really going after Hollywood and all this, she backs up her friend and says, my friend did not molest that 17-year-old boy. She did not give him liquor and take advantage of him. And I stand by what she says. Here again, feminist movement eating itself, leftism eating itself. Who's supposed to be believed? The victim. But a victim of Harvey Weinstein says, don't believe this young boy who claims he was molested by Amy, whatever her name is, this starlet from Italy. Don't you love it? I love watching leftism twist on itself. The very leftism that has no statute of limitations on when men can be held accountable for things that they will have no knowledge of decades later. I give you Bill Cosby. Right? The very same feminist movement who gives Bill Clinton a pass when he's not been accused of date raping or whatever else. He's been accused of flat-out, strong-arm sexual abuse, rape of women. And these very same feminists go, well, Hillary is just so strong. She stood by her man. And Bill Clinton is an amazing guy. And, you know, whatever. Yeah, congratulations to all these liars. The Mueller investigation has spun on itself only to bite the Democrats with the real suffering to occur in the midterms. And now they got this next scandal on their hands because Keith Ellison, they don't know what to do with him. They can't just not believe the girl, and now it's more than one. They got to figure out, what do we do with this dude, man? Because we can't just not address it, but he is black, and he is running for attorney general, and we do want to redistrict in Minnesota so that the Republicans will never win another race, so that we can make sure that only the Democrats can win in this state. What do? Media moguls gone down. People like Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, just to name a couple. Remember, they even went after a black dude. What's his name? The guy was BET, I can see his face, Smiley, right? Isn't that his name? Something Smiley. I can see his face. I can't remember his name. They went after him, and he was talking about, look, I had people that worked for me. We had a relationship. It ended. That was that. His career gone. Tavis Smiley. Thank you. Powerful politicians, gone, caught up in the Me Too movement. Former Senator Al Franken, sacrificed at the altar of Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat senator from New York, the next supposed great white female hope of the Democratic Party. Where is she? Looking for oxygen. There was Al Green, others, Alcee Hastings, many of these clowns. Sexual abuse, sexual harassment, threatening women and all that. How many Republicans have been caught up in this web, huh? Titans of industry stepping down over allegations of sexual abuse. Mostly Democrats. The Me Too movement struck again, though. Keith Ellison under fire. A second Minnesota woman has accused him of domestic violence. And get this. There is a 911 report on this one. So Ellison can't just slough it off. And I ask the question, why the assault? And according to Laura Loomer, who I have lots of respect for, Amy Alexander is a Democrat activist who said she was having an affair with Ellison. And in 2006, she wrote an article called Coming Out of the Dark, Breaking the Silence About the Anointed Candidate. The article was published in the Wright County Republican. She says, Alexander said her relationship with Ellison went downhill, which prompted her to move out of state. You better know this dude made her life miserable. Came to her house uninvited, kicked in the door, did whatever. He was pushed her out of the way. She called the police, and that was that. We'll see how the story
ends. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A young co-ed college girl by the name of Molly Tibbetts was killed by an illegal, and Tucker Carlson had a leftist on his show to discuss the implications of this. Because, you know, the Democrats will tell you, if we could just save one, in anything that you do, if we could just save one child as they commit mass genocide of mostly black kids with abortion, if we could just save one illegal as we watch illegals just rampage this country. And I'm not saying it's only illegals. I could go to young black teenage men. They're rampaging the country, committing almost 50% of the violent crimes in this country. But the left want to turn, oh, no, 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 there's a reason. They want to give an excuse for all the reasons that things can happen. So that's where we are. But I want to let you hear this discussion that Tucker's having with some leftist. He'll tell you the name. And just to show you how silly it is, but here it is.
Raided Paul Manafort's house on a tax charge while his wife was in the shower. A letter to his lawyer would have been enough, but the feds wanted to intimidate Manafort's family with, quote, shock and awe. The Times wholeheartedly applauded that. Paul Manafort is an American citizen. Nobody thinks he's noble. He gets no break. And neither will you if you were ever accused of doing something wrong. If only you were here illegally, they'd defend you. Richard Goodstein is a lawyer. He advised both of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaigns, and he joins us tonight. Do you think, as Congressman Joe Kennedy of Massachusetts said, that it's inhumane, worse inhumane, to arrest a man wanted for murder by the Mexican government?
Tucker, I hope we can agree, before I answer that question, because we're talking about ICE, that in deference to our president, we could use perfect English tonight.
I think Americans should use perfect. Well, hold on. Americans should use perfect English. Why is that? Is that racist now to say you should speak English? English language is not a race. It's what holds our country together. It's okay.
Wildly racist for the president introducing a
Language is
Hispanic.
This is so stupid.
Sorry.
Language is not a race.
Stupid.
When our ancestors came to this country, they were taught in public schools to speak English because it binds the country together. A country that has no common race or religion, language holds us together. There's nothing wrong with that. And the left, which seeks to divide us for political gain, pretends it's racist to say you should speak English. It's not.
So the intimation is when you introduce somebody who's Hispanic that he can't speak perfect English, which is why the president went out of his way.
Well, okay, Trump is bad. Okay, fine. But what's the answer to the question?
So
ICE arrests somebody wanted for murder by the Mexican government, and it's heartless. How is that heartless?
Yeah. The answer is details matter. When Joe Kennedy said what he said, he wasn't aware that this man was wanted for murder. Just like details matter when you talk about chain migration, it now involves Melania Trump's parents.
Okay, so a couple things there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A couple things. This guy's name is Richard Gitzing or something like that, Gensing. And Tucker asked him a very simple question. Is it inhumane to arrest a man accused of murder? Well, in deference to the president, let's use perfect English because the president said when he introduced the Border Patrol guy, Hispanic guy, he says, yeah, and he speaks perfect English. If he had said that of anybody, well, what if he spoke broken English? I mean, the idea that you want to make that a racist comment, do you know people that speak perfect English? Because I do. And I describe him as I go, oh, man, this dude is an intellect. I was describing a woman who wants to write for us, and I told one of my operations manager, I said, that lady is, I said, her English is absolutely impeccable. And this is exactly what I said. I said, her English is impeccable, and I said, and her writing is better than mine. And that's the way I described her. So for Trump to say he speaks perfect English, so what? Let me just say, what you see is a level of desperation. Now, reflect back on Obama and ask yourself, did you do the same thing? When he said things like that, did you overreact? I don't know. I honestly can't remember. I know I overreacted when he said stupid stuff like Cinco de Cuatro, which is the fifth of four, instead of Cinco de Mayo. He was trying to say the 4th of May, which would be Cuatro de Mayo. But he was like the fifth of four, Cinco de Cuatro. And when he talked about corpsmen instead of Navy corpsmen in 57 states and a host of other things that we continually ride him on, I spoke up then. But if he said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, we got Teddy coming up and he speaks perfect English, you know, or something like that. If he was introducing a person who wasn't from the country. Have you ever said this about somebody who's you know, like a citizen of the country who didn't come to who came here late? For example, there's a guy who's going to be on the board of our organization called CSEE, Seeking Educational Excellence, and he's Jamaican, and he speaks perfect English. His name is Jason Hill, and it's like, wow. I mean, Jason speaks, and I've said this of Justice Thomas, who did not grow up speaking English. He spoke some dialect of a crazy little island language. And he says to me, Kevin, the nuns where I went to school mandated that I speak perfect English. He sounds like he's a thespian, a Shakespearean actor when he speaks, Justice Thomas does. Because he says the nuns would slap your hands with that ruler because he was forced. And he says, that's why my English is the way it is. Now I'm beginning to speak myself in perfect English. And if I did my radio show like this, you know what you would say? You would go, that Kevin Jackson speaks perfect English. Anyway, Tucker rightfully says, language is not a race. And the guy goes, that's wildly racist for him to imply that, this, that, and the other. Hey, here's, let me just explain this to your white boy that made the comment. If the dude that got described as speaking perfectly English doesn't care, neither should you. For the white folks that are out there always looking for a reason to feel, oh my, I can't believe, on behalf of black people, I'm appalled. Well, you know what? We don't really care. Some of us don't anyway. Tucker was right. English binds us together. But he moved on. He says, look, okay, fine. Trump's a criminal. He's a bad guy. He should be impeached, whatever. You say it's heartless when you arrest somebody who's wanted for murder. And you know what the guy's out was? Well, he didn't have all the facts. And I love that. He didn't have all the facts. This Kennedy, the senator, whatever, congressman, I don't know what he is, he says, it's terrible when ICE goes and they arrest this guy and separate him from his family. Now, he doesn't care that this young girl that just got killed, she got separated from her family, Molly Tibbetts. He doesn't care of the thousands of people every year that are separated from their families or brutalized by illegals, because that doesn't matter. There's no money in that. But there's money in saying, oh, well, there was a technicality, and we didn't know that the guy who was an illegal in this country and was separated from his wife and his, I guess, his baby, because he was going to get the baby, you know, to get deliver the baby, is a heinous criminal who's murdered people in this country. Oh, little technicalities, little details. What it tells you is these guys go on the notion that everybody's good in the world of illegal aliens. That's what they tell you. And they want you to believe in their heart of hearts that, well, how did I know? Well, the reason why you didn't know is you didn't do any research. The reason why you didn't know is you don't care. But look, most of the people that are going, if you're going to go stand behind a cause or something like this, if you wanted to make that guy your cause, you would think, okay, I'm at least going to find out some details around them before I put my head in the noose or my head in the guillotine, whichever you prefer. I'm going to make sure I know what's going on. It's kind of like what happened with Rosa Parks and Sean Cole. I think her name is Colvin. I forget if her first name was Sean, but I know her last name is Colvin. Claudette Colvin. Claudette Colvin was actually the girl who rode the bus and was made to go to the back of the bus. A lot of people don't know this story. She was the one. But Claudette Colvin was a 15-year-old out-of-wedlock mother. And so when she was made to go to the back of the bus, it outraged blacks in Montgomery, Alabama. But they said, huh, we can't believe they're making us do this. But we can't use Claudette. Because Claudette's not going to be a good emissary. You know, she's not going to be a good messenger for us. So they recreated it with the name Rosa Parks. Now, you probably don't know Claudette Colvin, but you know Rosa Parks. So they had Rosa Parks do exactly what Claudette Colvin had done a week earlier, sit in the front seat. They made Rosa Parks go to the back, and she refused, et cetera, et cetera, and the rest is history. But the blacks at the time knew, let's not make Claudette Colvin our... And by the way, she wasn't a murderer. She was just an unwed 15-year-old girl. As my grandmother would say, she was fast. Got herself pregnant, got herself knocked up. They said, we can't have that. The left don't care who they use to be their poster children. It can be a guy that tried to kill a cop, Michael Brown, that spurs a fake movement called Black Lives Matter. It can be a lying, self-indulgent football player like Colin Kaepernick, who becomes the Pied Piper of all things social justice because he fits the narrative. Gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.